Wednesday night, Bar Halacha. Okay, I want to spend one more night on the Yisra of Anas Devarim, which we've been talking about. Just a few examples of ways that one would be over the Yisra. The obvious way is to make fun of someone, or to make him feel bad. But the Gemara and the Mishnah of Metzia, which gives examples of Onoas Dvarim, gives examples of things that are not so direct. And therefore, you see, if you see the Mishnah and the Brisa there as prototypes, you have a few types of ways of like making people feel bad that are not so direct, perhaps, and not so obvious. And the Mishnah says that's Onoas Dvarim. So, you know, right, saying, reminding people of their past. That's maybe the most famous case in the Mishnah. But that could be even like, let's say, your wife says, you know, I'm ready, let's go. You're not ready. And you say to her, okay, so today you're ready. But think of all the times when I had to wait for you, and when you weren't ready. So that's, you know, reminding someone of their past. So that's Onas Dvarim, or it is a case of Onas Dvarim. Presumably they will be unable to answer you. That's how the Chinuch puts it down, like you make them, you put them in a position where they just feel bad, they cringe, so to speak, and they don't have what to answer. Or it could be, you say, oh, a person's, oh, look who's coming early to davening all of a sudden. Or you say, look who's coming on time to davening all of a sudden. When did you become such a tzaddik? Well, that's terrible. That's mamash onas dvarim. Fake tochacha. What do I mean by fake tochacha? Sometimes a person could say to someone, you know, you deserve that this should happen to you. You know, it happened to you because of such and such. So if you're his friend and you say it in privately and you say it sincerely and you say it. And you mean it, so that's problematic. That's a gray area. We see that Eov's friends were taken to task, even though they lechora meant it sincerely, but they were taken to task for it. Whether it was onas dvarim is not clear, but when you give tochacha to someone, in such a fashion of suggesting that things that happened to him are a result of misdeeds, so you have to be very careful how you say it, how you express it, how you suggest it, and how you tell it to him. But sometimes it's done like with a shtach, like, especially with children. Children do this, so you say they're not bar mitzvah, but they keep bad habits. They say, you see, you tripped. You know, you tripped, you fell down, you hurt your knee, it's because of such and such. So yeah, that's also onas dvarim. The case of checking out mechirim, calling up or going into a store and checking out what the price is bepashtus. There's different interpretations in the Rishonim of exactly why it's onas dvarim. I think the simplest explanation is that he's looking forward to make a sale, he's expecting to make a sale, and then he's mitachzev. You disappoint him and you make him feel bad. That's onas dvarim, because you never really planned it. You never really planned on buying it, so that it's, if you go in and he feels bad because you decided not to buy, so you didn't mean to make him be mitachzev. So as we said yesterday, you're not oiver. But if you go in and you just want to find out the price of something and you know he's going to be mitachzev, so then you could be oiver the issel lechor and a salesman. If you just do it to a salesman who's not the owner and who's not paid on commission, and he really doesn't care if you buy or not, so the chora, it would be okay to check out prices that way, or maybe on the phone if they don't really think. If I don't know, we don't have anyone here that's dating, I don't think. But in dating, this could be a real problem. If you sometimes you're in a situation where you know, so you have to ask a shaila. If you raise a person's hopes and then dash him and you know it's not going to happen, So it's like asking a price and not knowing. On the other hand, sometimes it's done to avoid busha, so the to avoid being mavayish the other person. So that's taka, a balance that has to be made, and the shayla should be asked. But that's also definitely a case of possible onas dvarim.